Hello, and welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, to re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. I'm back with my regulars this week, Deshaun.
Yo, what's good?
And Dawson.
Hey, what's up?
And as we're winding down on this 2021 Black History Month, I got some hot topics for today, fresh off the presses. You know, they announced this Monday morning, that end of an era, Daft Punk is retiring. And that hurt me right in my heart. I went back the rest of the day playing some old jams from them that I like so much. But it really puts into perspective how long they've been going since, like, I think it was 1993 to 2021. That's a long time.
Yeah, and they've had quite a successful career.
Successful career.
They can relax for the rest of their lives.
But that was so many people's childhoods.
Music game for.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, Skrillex wouldn't exist. People like Marshmello or fucking Deadmau5, they wouldn't exist without Daft Punk.
No. And I was showing my mom one of the like samples, how like awesome and amazing it was designed. And you can't even tell what the original song was, but they changed it in such a way that it was a whole new song, and it's really cool. I think it's the sample for One More Time, if you guys know that song.
Is it sad that fucking. I was in History of England class today.
History of England or English?
In England. Of England. And, Yeah,
I don't know if it's a class.
Just started playing some medieval music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, I could sample this.
Hey, that's the mind of a great musician. I could sample this. I know. I could make this shit fire. You pop it on SoundCloud or TikTok, get like a million. It's a new TikTok dance right there.
Thou art the realest nigga around.
Mm. Dawson, how do you feel about their announcement of retirement?
I'm indifferent.
What, indifferent? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, musicians are always retiring and coming out of retirement and stuff like that.
True, they made
it. I think we might get an anniversary album or something later.
Right, or a feature on some other people's work.
Yeah. I mean, remember, Gorillaz was dead for like.
True, and it's funny. Everybody was clowning Logic when he said he was retiring from the rap game, because everyone was like, "Oh, he'll be back." No one really took that super seriously, but this one.
I'm glad that at least they got to like retire on their own terms too.
Right,
that is true.
I can't be like, oh, please make more music, and they don't feel like making more music.
I don't feel like it.
Yeah, like, dude, if I got a fucking golden album and fucking released, like, a bunch of records and shit,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, after I get, like, I don't know, like, 3 million. Actually, no, not even 3 million. Just, like, once I get to, like, the 10 million mark, I'm done. Fucking.
Right.
I want to go get a nice middle-class house in suburbia, pay it off, and retire.
Another, story and music related news. Tomorrow they announced they're releasing Bobby Shmurda out of prison.
Yeah,
they're saying his hat will come flying back like Mjolnir.
His hat's gonna fly down on top of his head.
Right, I think I saw that.
Walks out.
It was the scene from Endgame with the hat, and just the hat comes flying out of nowhere.
I mean, how y'all feel about Bobby? Like, I mean, I think he alright. Like.
I thought he was all right. I just like how the internet kept him relevant for 6 years to like keep his story up and have him like the popularity enough to be released like this. Because he could have just gone the way of obscurity and just sat in prison for the next, like, I don't know how long he actually had left on his sentence, you know? But he had some dedicated fans.
Speaking of obscurity,
mm-hmm.
and rising back from the ashes. Grappler players.
Oh God, it's the new wave. It's the new wave. Before we explore the world or the mind of the grappler, do you guys want to hear of some bullshit Capcom pulled?
Yes.
The other day. So I'm watching this weekend. I was watching the exhibition matches. No, not even that. It was just the exhibitions for the Capcom Pro Tour, the last exhibitions of the season. And, you know, day one was really good. Day two was even better. But, you know, usually instead of the Pro Tour, they usually have the tournament. And at the tournament, at the end of it, they announce a new character. And they've announced everyone for the season except for the fifth character. So everyone in Twitch chat, you know, is hype. Oh, who they're going to announce the fifth character. They said, and then the normal fashion, it's going to be exciting. And then the last exhibition match ends. They have their closing remarks. The cameras are fading away. And then they stop. And one of the dudes, one of the announcers by the name of Saint Cola, if you guys know him, he pulls the camera back. And he goes, wait. And in the pure hype fashion, we got one more surprise for y'all. It's going to be big. Producers, roll it. And it's like, okay, they're going to show this fifth character. No, it's just the last trailer for Dan, the character we've already seen. They've already gone in depth with this man. And this is like at 12 o'clock in the morning. It's like, really? We waited all this entire time for another Dan trailer? And they're like, they hyped it all up, like, oh, you guys can jump out of your seats for this. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. And it's something we've already seen.
It can't be worse than what Harada pulled at the round table.
What did Harada pull at the round table? I fell asleep and I was tired afterwards.
So Mr. Tekken Man himself was like, yo, we got a new character trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Literally 15 seconds of the character. You don't even see their face. You just see like their lips and like,
What?
A pin on it. They're from Poland.
What?
And they're speaking Polish, and it ends.
What is that?
Exactly.
What is that? I mean, this is Mr. I put who I want in my game. So.
Yeah.
I put
that was his contribution to the round table.
With Tekken, with Street Fighter, the fifth character, it's like, people are speculating it could be a KOF character because, you know, SNK and Capcom are being buddy-buddy again, you know, like that. Or a Marvel character. But with Tekken, it could be literally anybody. Because we've gone from Final Fantasy to Walking Dead.
We know it's a unique character. I think it's like a brand new character. But they were speaking Polish. They had like a little Polish pin. And I was like, that's interesting. They're female.
They're wearing
a suit. And I'm just like,
oh, so no tracksuit slop squadron?
No.
Okay.
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no. But that does bring us into what also has been going on this week. Well, for the past week, the Guilty Gear Strive beta has been live. We've been playing it a bit, and I played like a tiny, tiny bit between classes. And, the Wave of the Grapplers is coming back because at the top of that list, the gatekeeper of the level, the heaven level is Potemkin.
Potemkin. Is Leo, does Leo count as a grappler as well? Because he got a command grab.
No, he's still a rushdown.
He's a rushdown gorilla boy.
Oonga boonga. I know, he's still oonga boonga.
I freaking love it. My takeaway from the beta before we get started is that gameplay, the actual core gameplay, is phenomenal. It feels so good to play that game, and then it does barely any lag, rollback's sweet, and the mechanics are fun and enjoyable. The only thing about the game that you dislike is the lobby system. The lobby system is buns. It's straight buns. And like, you had a better lobby system in XRF. You have a better lobby system in Dragon Ball FighterZ. Two other Arxis games. I don't know. I mean, guess yes, this is the beta, but I hope it changes because it's buns.
And then the big thing is that like they have these they had like park servers, which I guess are like where you would meet up with your friends to play, but they were all full, so I couldn't even do that. The meet up with a friend.
Man, when I tried to meet up with some of my friends, we just went to like, where do we go? We went to the Middle East. We went to the Middle Eastern servers. We're like, yeah, I don't think anyone in the Middle East is playing Guilty Gear right now. They only had three servers, but luckily one was open. Or it had three slots, and we were lucky enough to get those three.
I think that happened to us when we were first playing Fighters, right? Just trying to go to some crazy ass server to link up.
Mexico.
I think it was Mexico
south
to get an empty server. I think that was because it was just full. And then what do you guys think of the gatekeeping that was going on? When people was all Twitter, saying that, yeah, you guys will not pass this gate because I will be there. And you guys are not getting, you guys are going straight back down.
The level 9. You're not coming to Heaven's Gate.
You ain't getting up here.
You're not making
gatekeeping
it here.
Is funny. I kind of like this new system. It's like,
I think it was just ironic how people were just actively gatekeeping in that game, and then like I think 2 weeks before there was another conversation and discussion in the anime community about how bad gatekeeping is and how it's toxic in that community.
I mean, I find it great because it prevents people from. Well, the system that they added in, it's a tower system, so
right
for the audience, you climb up the tower based off of your like gameplay. So if you're good, you're going to be higher up on the tower. If you're kind of bad, you'll be at the lower end of the tower, but you cannot go back down. You can only go up, and if you want to play with your friends that are better than you, you have to go up to their server. Now, one thing I do like is that prevents smurfing. So that prevents this guy with a smurf account going down to level 1 and beating up on some noobs just to have a perfect record.
Right.
Which is good, because... And also, on the topic of Guilty Gear Strive's beta, I appreciate how they shrunk the kind of, like, aspect... Well, not the aspect ratio, but the size of the screen. So, basically, in older Guilty Gear games, it was very much about dashing around, you know. You had to be very mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Now the screen is smaller and you're a lot closer to the enemy, so you gotta play smart now.
You gotta play neutral. It's about the big nooch. It's about the neutral space. You gotta learn. It's about neutral and it's about footsies, honestly. Yep. And then once you learn that, then you expand. Like, you cannot.
So many players as Potemkin because they got greedy.
As playing Geo, You're gonna get greedy though. Like, honest, when you lead in with that spread kick with all that overhead that she has,
you better not drop that combo.
But you're gonna get greedy off that because it feels good. You want to go in more, but you can't. You gotta fall back.
If you want to get greedy, you gotta Roman cancel.
Yeah, you gotta Roman cancel.
You gotta Roman cancel. And if you don't, then you'll get fucking wrecked.
I think, but playing Geo for this beta, one thing I've heard and seen, and also I felt, is that I expected kind of more moves with the doggo. She doesn't really have a lot of the moves with the doggo. And that's kind of
disappointing. It's just for show, bro.
It's just for show. Though, I like Ramethal. I was liking Ramethal.
Ram's pretty good this time.
Ram, yeah. I like her more than I like her in XRF.
The thing is that with Geo, I will say that my kind of issue with her is that, like we mentioned last episode, she kind of feels like underpowered move wise. I feel like she should have at least 2 more moves to do something. I mean, you can do a lot with her moves.
You can do a lot. Like, it's a lot of like spacing out movements and canceling, what makes her really good. But yeah, I do feel like she, if she had
comparatively to the other characters, like, dude, I picked up my soul again.
Like, if the
soul, and I mean, I was just eating Geos throughout the beta.
That's
my whole thing.
That's a good point,
Geos.
Dawson, like, if she had a command throw the dog, or the dog spit out projectile, like maybe even a slow one, that would be cool.
Yeah,
he's like a command throw with the dog, like how, this is like a weird comparison, but like how Atrocitus had Dexstar with the cat,
right?
Throw it out, he just goo goo goo.
Now we
also Nagoriyuki.
Right, I was about to say we were all wrong last week. We were like, how are you gonna combat that health management with the
You don't.
You don't need to.
Cause you'll be dead.
He may be slow, but that damage output is crazy.
I'm outside the screen, and I'm sitting here, I'm the opposite side of the screen getting slashed at by a Nagoriyuki. I'm like, bro, please let me open? When is it my turn?
When is it my turn? That feeling that I've probably felt a lot in my time playing Friday games, when you're getting cooked and it's like, when is it my turn to play, you know? Whether it's
this man to the tier list. He going in a solid A tier.
He's going. That's right. He can go just from the beta alone. I mean, that means Gio can go on the list too, though.
She's Brazilian.
Yeah.
You know, I would put Potemkin on the list, but he's Indian technically.
What's
Leo's black skin?
Leo's black. No, what does Eddie count?
What about Faust's black skin? The yellow.
Oh my goodness. Can we put Eddie on the list?
Eddie.
I mean, that's the same thing. Is like,
bro. Speaking of which, Eddie's
on the list.
Oh my gosh.
The semen collector.
Bro, stop. The white palette for Eddie was just okay. Hands off to Arc Systems Works for this animation. Eddie looks so good in all of his moves.
Eddie looks freaking...
It looks so crisp.
Bro, it's I hate that wiggly arm, Eddie. I hate wiggly arm, Eddie.
Wiggly arm, Eddie? Yeah, I don't...
Comes out with wiggly arms and then just fucking hits you with like the six...
I don't like the big Arc Frog that takes up the neutral space that they leave...
It's that wiggly arm, because it just sits there right in front of Zato. And
I'm
trying to get in. I can't get in with my Leo. I'm sitting here. I gotta, and then he throws out the frog. I
mean, yeah,
Leo's projectile, dude.
You do. He's a projectile, and the counter he has. It's that
counter has been. It saves me because people like every time I spit it out, people think it's just safe. They're like, nah.
Right.
You don't get a free hit on me, buddy.
I just get scared because when you were in that back standing form, like you can't jump and you can't block.
Well, so that's the thing, though.
You gotta
back standing form is dangerous.
It is dangerous though.
It's like when you see a Leo flip around, you're like, oh shit, how am I gonna approach this?
And
this nigga about to fuck me up.
Leo be schmoving like his. His speed going back and forth is just crazy.
Meanwhile, Chip, F tier, my boy.
Chip was really good in XR Rev though.
XR Rev.
They took two moves out from Chip. They took his teleport, and they took his invisibility.
Yeah, Chip going down to the he in the bottom tier.
And they didn't give him anything. No, they also took his kunai super.
Oh, they also announced that there was supposed to be the end of the beta. They pushed it to the I think tomorrow, but they also announced Io, you know?
Yeah, they announced Io,
and she looked really cool.
I think I'm picking her up.
She looking mwah.
Exactly.
Cause they're bringing back the classic moveset from Io.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looking like.
Right.
I'm like, and also her new design, mwah. Just delicious. She finally got bra support.
Gio can get it. Oh my gosh. But Eno can really get it. I freaking love Eno with that guitar. I love Gio. She's always looking mighty.
Can I get my hungry boy back? Can I get my flag wielding boy back? Sin was so much fun to play.
Be DLC.
If he's DLC, I'm gonna be excited because he was so much fun to play.
They gotta because like I know in like Guilty Gear lore, like from what I've been hearing is that like Kai's dragon install, that's something related to Sin. Cause you know, like Sin has the eye patch. Cause you know he's like part gear or whatever, and it's like or whatever. And like, I believe it's like something related to Sin. And if you notice, it's the same eye that Sin has covered, I believe.
Yes.
So,
but no one
probably get him back. He'll probably be DLC.
Like, but no one plays Kai like that. Wasted slot. No one plays Kai.
How is Kai a wasted slot?
Kai is cool. Everybody plays Kai.
Kai is so boring, though.
There's so many freaking Kais. I'm not gonna say he's boring.
He's akin to Souls Ryu.
Yeah, but like they're the Shoto characters, but Souls so much cooler though.
I mean, Kai's kind of badass. When you go into the lore.
The lore fine. That's different.
And I mean, character-wise, I like his new design. His new design kind of slick.
What do you guys think of the HUD in Gideon's Drive with the
I will say the fucking counter popping up.
The counter,
it's kind of annoying.
The positive bar coming up in the corner.
Yeah, I kind of do like the counter, bro, because the counter be coming out, I'll be in the corner getting mixed, and I'm like, oh shoot,
16 hit.
Counter.
Counter.
I'm thinking blocking all this stuff in the corner. I'm freaking blocking. What's it called? The green block. I can't remember what it's called right now. I'm getting.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What is it called?
Perfect block system.
No, not the perfect block. The.
It's the like green orb that comes up and when you
I'm sending all that. I'm hitting him back, and then he puts out a simple jab, but it's just out of range, and I slash, and he says that big counter, and I'm now mixing you up.
But the thing is that's
so fine.
I was playing locally with some of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept going back and forth, and it kept saying counter, 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 counter.
Okay.
It's kind of annoying.
I wonder in the live game you can like either turn that down or turn that off. Because that sure probably would get annoying.
Also, speaking about Yuno's trailer, I love how it sets her up as a badass. Because in XR Rev, I don't think they really show how badass she is.
Mm-hmm.
But in Accent Core during Soul Story Mode, she's like one of the final bosses, and she's like amped up to like 400% difficulty. She's like pretty badass.
Hmm.
I love how her trailer starts with, "Oh, so y'all think y'all can beat me?"
Mm.
And then in her trailer, you see fucking Kai and Soul getting their asses beat.
Right. Oh, I forgot. I believe this week was the Nintendo Direct.
It was
disappointing.
The main takeaway from that direct, that 50-minute long direct, was salt and iron. That was it, because it was really the entire thing was just JRPGs, which in itself isn't a bad thing.
Which is what I use my Switch for, but
right, like I think there's like a sleuth detective game that I'm looking forward to, which looked cool. The Triangle Project looks cool.
I need to download the demo for that because they released the demo.
But like, I didn't feel like it needed to be a 50-minute direct for that. Pyra and Mithra, I have no quarrel with that. I have no problem with that. At this point, all the characters I don't care about. I don't have like the character like, ooh, I want this character in Smash so bad. I need this character. Like, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be pissed. Like, most of the community. It just was.
There was a meme that really hit home the kind of my sentiment with Pyra. It was her holding the Smash invitation and the words written, "Hey, let us Xenoblade Chronicles 2 fans be happy.
Yeah.
Because we got 3 more character slots. You'll be fine."
That's true. And I think people have been wanting Xenoblade Chronicles 2. And I played a bit. I played like maybe like a third of that game. It's not my cup of tea. But I think it's a good game. And I'm glad that the fan base is excited for this.
What I kind of heard about, though, is that, okay, Square Enix got another slot. And they used it for Xenoblade Chronicles. And I mean, like, also, like, that's kind of me with Sephiroth. I was like, I'd rather get a new character from a new franchise.
True.
Rather than, so I'm more fine with Pyra than I am with Sephiroth. Because I feel
really?
Did we really need Sephiroth?
Like, I think Sephiroth was a good gap bridger between generations of gamers. Like, you were fresh off the heels of Minecraft Steve, which is really our generation. And Sephiroth. But Cloud was came out in Smash 4, and that was a while ago. Yes,
but that's the thing, is that we already have Cloud, and people are saying, well, you know, we got to have his bad guy. We got to have his counterpart. And I'm just like, by that standard, I don't want to hear y'all bitching.
By that standard,
when Geese Howard.
No, by that standard is when Akuma shows up, and everyone's getting riggedy washed, getting salty. But like, the thing though with Pyra and Mithra is like, I don't understand how they get in completely in Smash, but then Sakurai goes says, "Oh, I can't add Mai to the background of the King of Fighters stage because she's not appropriate for good boys and girls." I'm like, what? Have you not seen the internet with these two characters for years?
But they're covered, all right?
Bayonetta,
she's covered for the most part.
For the most part.
Maya just has her fucking G-cups hanging out. And her whole thing is...
These characters...
For distraction purposes.
These characters are covered where they need to be, but they're barely covered in it at all, though. Like...
I mean, but can you... Can you disagree, though, with the fact that we get more art of them, and it's kind of delicious, not gonna lie?
I mean, absolutely, but, like, there already was, like, an explosion of art for them. Like, that never died.
Yeah.
So, like, it's only just refueled the fire to that.
Also, interesting, on the Nintendo Direct, I'm kind of hyped for Samurai Warriors 5, because...
That looked cool.
No. Art style change, which, thank Jesus, because the Wars games were kind of looking ugly for a second.
But
also, we're getting young Nobunaga, which is an era of the Sengoku era that is hardly ever covered.
I want to say this for my prediction for Smash. I'm going to say this and move on. I'm going to have these two characters that I would like. They're probably not going to get in, but I think representing good points in each of their lifespans. I would like to take out of the assist trophy hell Bomberman. Because that was...
He's not coming in.
You know...
But then...
This trophy hell. He's me fighter.
But also...
The thing is that, like, I want Travis Touchdown out of the me fighter hell. Because they hyped up his game in the Nintendo...
They did! They hyped up the game, yeah.
Travis has been a Nintendo character because he's been on the Wii. And then also, now he's coming to Switch. And he said,
because
three games, pretty much basically majority Nintendo locked except for No More Heroes 1.
So,
which I really think that, like, they shafted my man.
So, Deshaun, you and I both are still waiting for Dante's reveal, right?
Yeah,
sent
me off. All the DMC fans just sitting there
waiting to post the fucking same clip from, was it, 4?
Yeah, the fucking DMC 4 fucking, what the hell is this?
Right. But for my personal take, a game, because, you know, Cloud is the Square Enix / Sony rep, right? Would you say?
I would say, no. Say just Square Enix.
Square Enix. If you want a Sony rep, though, give me my boy Sly Cooper. I think he'd be a great fit for Smash, right?
We're gonna get Crash before Sly Cooper.
We're getting Crash. We're not getting Sly.
But what?
Sly had a game.
But that's the thing, though. What's happened to Sly? Like, Crash got a whole reboot and another game. But Sly is just as... So does Spyro.
We'd get Ratchet and Clank before Sly Cooper.
No, Ratchet and Clank... Also, Ratchet and Clank has gotten a new game in the past decade. I don't know why they just kicked Sly to the... He was just up there with the rest of them.
We all love Sly Cooper.
Sly Cooper is way better than Crash to me. Sly Cooper is way better than Ratchet and Clank. He's way better than... what is his name?
Dexter? Yeah. Dexter, yeah.
He's way better than him. Like... He's better than Kratos, you know? Forget it. I love Sly Cooper, bro, because Sly Cooper is a thief, bro.
To me, Sly Cooper was the PS mascot for me. It was between him, Crash, and Pyro were the big three for that.
Yeah, but we all know Crash is the Sony mascot.
Yeah.
Like, he had the first game canonically to come out on PlayStation. For the longest time, Sony used him as the rep. Crash is the rep.
But I would...
I mean, like, if Nintendo wanted to be difficult, I guess they could use, like, I don't know, Kratos, but that would be weird.
That would be weird. He's already in... Yeah, that's already weird in Fortnite. Weird. But, like, for...
Don't show me Kratos.
To
not say that he's already in Fortnite.
He is.
Speaking of Fortnite...
No, I don't want to talk about that. No.
Ryu and Chun-Li in Fortnite using guns to kill each other.
Bro, the Sasano Strapo.
Grease.
The Sasano Strapo, man.
Hey, I don't know. Fucking Fortnite has, is
the look, and,
video game crossover.
And
Master Chief fighting Kratos and Ryu.
And yeah. And they got, what's his, I forget the name of this artist, but he's a predominant artist in the FTC to Adam do. Scott? No, the, like,
never mind.
Illustrator to do the artwork.
He's for, also in Fortnite.
Yes. But the artwork that came out for Ryu and Chun-Li for Fortnite, it's not bad. Like, everyone's like, oh, Ryu should be smiling. Ryu smiled before. It wasn't even the smile that got me. I don't know why he looks like Tom Cruise to me. I can't unsee it.
Does it remind you of that fucking Tom Cruise meme?
It does.
White face.
And then it's like, I can't unsee it. And now I'm just, and then not only does it appear in Fortnite loading screens, it appears in Street Fighter loading scenes. So now I gotta see it when I'm in the lab, and I'm like, I don't want to see this.
You don't want to see the cursed art of Ryu?
No! It just, that perfect white teeth smile, it's like, I can't get a, but that's like the happiest Ryu has been in a while, though, not gonna lie.
Bro, I guess he just going on a vacation and use guns.
You know, I guess.
My fists are good, but these guns are kind of...
This strap is better. Okay, so tell me why... Yeah, he does. Back to the
6 moveset. I need Ryu to pull out the pickaxe.
Oh my god! And just cranks 90s into the perfect KO. Nah, but the biggest kick in the balls, the biggest like fuck you by Nintendo, was towards the end of the direct. The head dude of the Zelda projects, he comes out and is like,
we ain't got shit.
No. It was like, I'm here to announce, right? Usually I would be here to announce the more information on Breath of the Wild 2. Unfortunately, I will not be doing that. But here we have a port of everyone's favorite game to hate on and one of the worst games in the franchise being released to the Switch. Here is Skyward Sword. And to make amends for that, here is a really cool-looking Joy-Con special edition, which makes up for it. Which is like, what?
If you can turn off the motion controls, that would be nice.
See, here's the thing. That wasn't even...
Heroes can do it and make a decent port where, heck, I had tons of fun just not even using the motion controls, just playing with the controller. Then they need to do that with
Scott. Yeah, see, here's the thing. We don't really know because they said in the direct they showed off the motion controls on the Switch, you know. But it said if you don't want to use the motion controls on the Switch Lite, the tiny one, there's a feature on there for to not use it. But that's still to be said. Will that function be available for the regular Switch people? Because if it's not, I'm going to be upset.
A rational jump to say that, yeah.
It is a rational jump, but it's Nintendo.
That is true.
So
do be on that.
And it's also, this was the 35th anniversary announcement for Resident Zelda, out of all games. I guess that makes sense because, yes, it's the first game in the timeline, so of course that'll be the one that...
Princess get ported?
No. No, it got ported. That's
still on the Wii U.
It's still on the Wii. Yeah, the last...
Well, no, it got ported to something, right?
Because I
like Princess something.
Last time I heard about it was only on the Wii U and the Wii.
Twilight Princess.
But like, HD. I would like. They gave us anything from Phantom Hourglass or Spirit Tracks or Minish Cap on the Switch. Those would be fun games to put in your pocket and go play.
Princess HD was only on the Wii U.
Mm.
Yeah, so they need to port over Twilight Princess to the Switch because Twilight Princess is slap game.
Nah. I want fucking Spirit Tracks HD for the Switch. It's simple. It's portable.
Get out of here.
Hey, no, I'm thinking for... No. I'm thinking as the Nintendo Switch being a portable console, why not have the smaller, more portable games ported? Like Minish Cap, like Four Swords, like A Link Between Worlds. Great games, and wouldn't do too badly on the Switch. And they're not, like, community-hated like Skyward Sword.
You know, also speaking of,
I didn't want Fee in HD.
Speaking of portable games,
mm-hmm.
They released SNK v Capcom Millennial Battle, which is the Game Boy game. Which
yes.
But now y'all just need to release the regular SNK v Capcom on the Switch, because as much as that game is fun.
Can they skip to this SNK v Capcom 2, the Millennium?
I mean, we can get them both.
But, I was watching a streamer, and this is a good point. If you want to see any new content from Capcom and SNK working together, buy that game. Because that will show to them that people still want this.
Yeah, and
so the best thing you can do right now is buy that. It's only $8. And I was like, that makes a good point.
And SNK, they're coming back. Have you seen the trailer for Chizuru?
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't they say the Sam Show character will be in the Guilty Gear?
Oh, yeah. Sam Show. No, not. It's the opposite way around. We're getting a Guilty Gear rep in Sam Show.
Oh, it's the opposite way around. Okay.
So, I don't know who it's going to be. We're speculating that it's either going to probably be Baiken or Nagoriyuki. Either one of those.
Hey, that would... Bro, Nagoriyuki, that makes Nagoriyuki make sense.
The based option, Anjimito.
Well, God, that would
break fucking
Baiken.
Break Sam Show.
Fucking Baiken. Baiken would raise their sales like tenfold.
It. I mean, Sam Show is a fun game. It's just people aren't used to it because that game is hard.
That game is hard. That game is very hard.
By one heavy, and there goes a third of your health.
He's got his ass out in the air. Fucking slumber. We are getting closer to our date for Godzilla vs. Kong.
I'm excited.
The hype train is still rolling on that.
I just wish movie theaters were open. I wish COVID just would go away, because I enjoyed the movie theater experience.
I did even too.
It's overpriced.
Especially there was one
the money
by my house that there's a dine-in, so you could order food and have a full meal in the movie theater. And it was a great experience. Yeah, I think I watched
several of those across Charlotte.
I think I watched the last Godzilla movie like that. But my dad is like, that's a great experience. I miss that.
I remember watching that Godzilla movie. I was just like, I love it because, you know, all my favorites appear in. Hopefully we get some more kaiju.
Hold on. Speaking of movies, did you guys see the trailer for the Mortal Kombat movie?
That shit looks awful.
Wait, you guys think it's bad?
First of all, they're portraying my boy Scorpion in the first Mortal Kombat tournament as a good guy. No.
Yeah, he needs to be a
bad guy. No, he needs to be an antagonist. First Mortal Kombat tournament, Scorpion's coming.
He's not much
of his mind coming to murder Sub-Zero.
Yeah, that was the thing though. I didn't see him as a good guy in that trailer. I just thought he's coming to, because he's getting attacked by that rival clan. I think he's coming for Sub-Zero.
Let's not
show his origin. The first game.
Yeah,
the first movie. Scorpion. They should never. I don't think they should show Scorpion's origin in the first movie. They should wait till like the second movie and like redeem him in the second.
But I like the villain. The villain is
arms ripped off by
Sub-Zero. Okay, so you can take some liberties, because we all know it was Quan Chi and all that, but like, to put the plot forward.
It wasn't Quan Chi.
Quan Chi tortured him.
Oh, it was Ermac.
It was Ermac. But I do like they're going with the Bihan evil Sub-Zero.
No, I do like that. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's accurate, because, you know.
Yeah.
Zero that
the first Sub-Zero.
Yeah, the Sub-Zero that everybody knows is the brother.
But right.
Bihan is the oldest, and he shows up in the first Mortal Kombat tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then gets fucking wrecked by Scorpion at
Revenge. Hey, Kung Lao. He comes
back as noob.
Hey, Kung Lao and Liu Kang look good. The glimpse of
get my man back to place Shang Tsung.
Hey, dude. That's what everyone was saying on Twitter. They were looking out for they couldn't find Johnny. Melina looked interesting. with the dog fangs.
I wasn't sold on this Mortal Kombat movie. I'm sorry.
It doesn't. I'm excited. It's good. I'm not like No Man's Sky hop train. Okay,
I'll stick to the your soul is mine.
Hey, Kano look good. Kano look good.
Pretty nice.
But every time
I'm ready to give it a chance. I'm not
gonna. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm at a neutral. I'll give it a chance.
Right.
I'm not say like it's gonna be like complete dog shit. And you know, like, liberties have to be taken.
Right.
I mean, like, they're probably not gonna go like as I want, like just straight up Mortal Kombat story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to see my boy Cyrax before he was a cyborg, because you know, he a brother.
Right. I think
casting for that.
They saw a glimpse of Reptile. So maybe you get.
As long as they add in the classic Mortal Kombat theme.
Here's the thing. I was watching. No, so they did the remix of the song for the trailer, but we have a fear that they're just doing that to hype people up. Because remember the launch trailer for MK11, and they did that, and how hype everybody got, but that song is nowhere to be found in the actual game.
No, we're gonna get 21 Savage back.
I mean. That's not bad. I like 21 Savage, the songs that he was lit. Like, he was lit, yeah.
Everybody was shitting on it.
Yeah. I was vibe with that too. I like that song. Right.
You know, that trailer was kind of hype though for Mortal Kombat 11, especially like when Sub-Zero finishes off Scorpion and then all of a sudden just the classic Scorpion walks out.
Yeah. Other thing for the trailer is that the choreography looks really good.
No, it looks nice.
Like the scene with Scorpion in the snow looked really good.
Like, this is what I was thinking of when I was like, this looks like a really well-made fan recreation.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. That's why I was kind of not hyped for it. Like,
but the thing is, though,
something that some fans could have made.
But that gives me a point in the good favor, though, because it looks like it's done by fans, so they're gonna treat it with respect.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm giving it a chance because it looks like it's done with fans. It looks like it's done with fans, but I'm like, it doesn't look like a movie. If you go to, it looks like YouTube fan
trailer. Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, but though, if this goes well, we can get another Street Fighter.
No.
God, no. There'll never be one like the one that they made. That one is so funny.
We don't need to see. If we're gonna get a Street Fighter movie, I want it to be accurate to the game. I want Bison with his goddamn Colgate teeth.
No. his Crest Pro white teeth.
I want Ryu being a quiet hobo that just travels around.
Hey, if we're
for the greatest fight.
If we can slim down the Rock, he can play a good Sagat.
Yeah, I see it.
If we can just give him the tone down just a tad bit,
give him the Muay Thai look,
right?
The lean body.
He'd be a good Sagat.
Hit him with them legs,
bruh.
Tiger knee.
Tiger upper.
Fuck Sagat players.
We
have to reiterate.
Reiterate.
Words aren't working tonight.
No.
We have to, re-elaborate that for the audience, that we here at the Re-Up Podcast do not support Sagat players in any means or fashions.
If you play Sagat, you need to just jump off a cliff.
In any game, actually. Any game Sagat appears.
Okay.
If you play him, just.
So, to end out this episode,
jump in a Cracker Jack nest.
Oh my god. Wait, what? To end out this episode, I'm gonna ask this question. If you had a list of your favorite games, if you guys got to add the next characters, what would it be? Like, for me, like I said earlier, for Smash Brothers, it would be Sly Cooper. For Street Fighter, it'd be either Makoto or Dudley, you know? So, be like, what would be some characters that you want? If you got the green light, you gave the okay, who would be the next character for that certain game for you guys?
I guess this is kind of just like a wishful thinking for the next Injustice game.
Mm.
A bunch of characters I kind of want for the Injustice game. But I want Wildcat. Wildcat would be so fun to play as.
The brawler? The boxer? Yeah. Boxer characters are fun.
And he has his stage in fucking Injustice 2.
Right. That would be cool.
Wildcat would be really fun.
Is Black Canary in Injustice?
Yeah, she's
yeah, in Black Canary's already in Injustice.
Okay.
Give me the Spectre in Injustice.
Hey.
Yeah,
give me that dead man in Injustice and just possessing bodies.
Give me all the obscure fuckers.
And I want Booster Gold in the original Blue Beetle.
Mm.
Yes.
Hey, for Marvel versus
that was my answer for something else.
Uh-huh.
These questions.
Yeah.
What the question was, but I think it was like a good TV show or movie or something.
Right.
Like I just want the original Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. They're so cool together. They have good chemistry. And I want an Easter egg to him getting to Blue Beetle getting capped in the skull.
Hey, Deshaun, how do you feel about Moon Knight for Marvel vs. Capcom?
My choices for Marvel vs. Capcom predominantly coming from the Capcom side. I gotta say, add in V.
Uh-huh.
Devil May Cry 5.
Update Virgil and Dante.
Add in Nero.
Okay.
Who else?
Could you replace
some of those alpha characters from Street Fighter?
Could you replace Nero with Trish and then have V kind of act like
No, we already have Trish.
No, I'm like
3.
I know, but like sub him out for Trish and remove her from the roster and put Nero in.
Yes.
And then
I would replace Spencer from Bionic Commando with Nero.
Also, for V, would you act like a Pokemon trainer and like kind of switch him out in the moveset while playing as Virgil instead of giving him his own, kind of like how he is in the update in the special edition?
It'll be Zato basically.
Okay. Oh yeah, that'd be cool. Who else would you add to the Capcom side? Continue.
Bring back some of the guys who didn't make it to 3. Like, fuck. I can't even think right now.
Was it Psylocke didn't make it to 3?
Oh, yeah. Bring back Psylocke.
Actually, wait. No. Wait. Hold on. I was gonna say bring back, like, Cable and Cyclops, but then no, it'd just be Marvel 2 over again. And then, talk about from earlier. Why? I just want to play the game? Nah, you won't play the game. Doctor Doom, Cyclops, and Cable?
Yeah, you're not playing the game.
You ain't playing the game.
Give up.
Put down the controller. The corner you will belong. But those are cool picks. Like, we're stamping those into the realm of history with this episode. So if those ever come out in the future, you could tell your constituents, you could tell your friends that the re-up called it first on this day, this time, this hour, the re-up called it first. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode of the Re-Up Podcast. As always, you can find us at our website, reup-podcast.com. You can find us on SoundCloud and on Spotify. You can also hit us up through our Discord, which you can find on our website, and at our Twitter, which is at Re-Up Podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and we will see everyone next week.